Begin transmission.
Okay, so here I am, sitting in my car again. It's 1930 UTC, which means that you are now listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I am sitting in my car just outside my secret mushroom grounds in the Tranquility Park vicinity. And we're not here to look for mushrooms today because there's, not going to be any yet. I'm going to give it another week. But we are here to look for marmots, so let's get out of the car and start looking. Got my keys, got all my stuff, got my camera, and here we are. It's a fairly nice day. It's about 60 degrees, completely overcast, so I don't have to wear my sunglasses. I'm pretty happy about that. Here comes a bicyclist. And another bicyclist is just now leaving with his dog, and that's good because dogs scare motts. Bikes don't scare motts as much because they go by fast enough and they're pretty much non-threatening. Okay. So, now I'm on the trail, and up the trail we shall go. As I work my way up this path, once I get to about this dead log right here, I can look into the creek for about 100 yards, and there's one, two, three, and one on that side. Any others? There's four cleared out big marmot holes that I can see, but there's no motties around it. Where are my motties? Well, let's just keep going further up the path here. As I continue up this path, I can look down into the creek where it gets thinner here, and I can see a lot of motte footprints in the mud. And there's another motte hole on my right. I can't tell if there's anybody in there or not. Maybe. It's mighty windy out here today. I can barely get any recording done. I thought they said it wasn't going to be windy today. Maybe if I get up into these trees a little bit, it will help reduce the wind and wind noises. I'm coming around Polypore Bend here. This is where we normally find boatloads and boatloads of different kinds of mushrooms, but none today. And it puts me into a position to look back down into the creek at a motte hole, and I don't see any mottes in that hole. And I see some puffballs from last year on this dead log. Oh, I hope we got lots of puffballs around here. Now I'm looking down into the pit of despair, the big gaping pit. And I know where there's some motte dens, but I do not see any motties. I can see one, two, three dens, and normally I can see a mott hanging out in that one. I got a picture of a guy hanging out in that one before. Alright, well, where's my motties? I guess we'll keep moving up. Yeah, when we get up to about here, there's a marmot den right on the edge of the path to my left here. Wow, it looks like this has been cleared. I don't see any motties hanging out right here, but this looks like there's motts in there. Okay, let's just keep moving up the path. I saw another couple of bicyclists, but they are apparently not coming my way. Alright, so what we're going to do here is loop back on over to this path over here. We're going to kind of cheat.
so we can look for some more matis.
And as we loop back around here, now we're kind of going down the same path that we came up. So I'm going to check all these same mati spots again to see if there's any matis here. And if not, then we'll just jump back in the car and bolt. And I hate to bring it up, but see, there's mati tracks down in that mud. Where are my matis? I might also be running low on battery power. So, if this transmission stops suddenly, you'll know what happened. Looking down into the creek, I can see some other footprints. Yeah, those are raccoon footprints, snoodler prints. I imagine there's some snoodlers out here. I don't know if I've ever seen any. Yeah, see, look at those. Those are definitely snoodler prints too. You can tell by their thumbs. And I think this is some snoodler poop right here. Yeah, probably. All right. I'm coming to the point where I can look down into the big gaping bits of this creek, and I can see two mati dens from here. But where are my matis? There are no matis in the mati dens right now. Ugh. And I must be really dehydrated today because my pants won't stay up. My pants are falling down because I don't fit into them. Alright. As we crest this little hill, should be able to look down and see more mati dens. Yes, there's two mati dens, but again, no matis. Alright. Well, let's head back to the car. It's just right over there. Alright, here we are at my car. I hope my key fob works so I can get into the car. Nope, I'm trying it over and over. I'm still locked out of my car. Oh, I hope this isn't the day that I have to walk all the way home, because I'm about 3 miles from home and I will probably die. I am locked out of my car again. Okay, well, God damn it. Oh, I guess this is just a perfectly good place to end this segment. So, I'm going to sit here and try this for the next half hour. And while I'm doing that, you listen to this. Buddy,
I hate you all so much.
No one cares, Figgis. You're only invited to round out the numbers.
I'm the most horrible! I'm the most horrible!
Well, welcome back. You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I have driven home. It was too windy outside to do anything else, and it has gotten windier. I had to close the window here, and as I look out the window, I can just see all the trees moving back and forth, whoosh, whoosh, and you can hear the wind, whoosh, 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 whoosh. And so we're not going to be spending much more time outdoors today. In football news, I got to watch the England versus Netherlands game yesterday. It was just a friendly, meaning that it didn't count for anything towards any competition. It's basically just warm-up games. And so I was watching England fairly closely. As you may remember, my favorite English player, Wayne Rooney, is injured and is not currently playing. And so they've got Jamie Vardy in his place, and I kind of like that. He's the main striker for Leicester City, who is currently on top of the table, everybody's favorite underdog, and he's like the big goal-scoring guy for Leicester City, along with Riyad Mahrez. Those two are a hell of a combination. So up front for the English team is Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy, and I think that's a pretty good idea. I congratulate Roy Hodgson, the manager of the English team. But I do hope that Wayne Rooney gets better and can come back and play and score more goals for England. And in case anybody's wondering, I still have that crazy craving for, well, as just a second ago, I was thinking, I really want cinnamon rolls. But this is just my donut craving taking a new form. Would I be satisfied with any particular type of pastry? Maybe. Maybe. Because I, you know, the last couple days I've been thinking I've been wanting donuts. But boy, now I'm really kind of craving cinnamon too. I think maybe I want some cinnamon rolls.
I hate it when this happens. I don't know if it would do me any good to run out and buy any donuts or cinnamon rolls or not. Because then I would just buy a bunch and eat them all, and that would probably be bad. It's not that I don't have any self-control. It's just that, boy, I am seriously craving right now. I could probably eat a dozen donuts. Well, maybe not a dozen. But I sure could eat a couple of cinnamon rolls, too. Oh, boy. What am I gonna do? In cat news today, or more yesterday, a little bit of both, but yesterday I put out lots of sunflower seeds and some corn, and, well, that was about it, actually. And I spread it all over the railing of my deck out back so that this would attract squirrels and birds to entertain my cat. And of course, then, after I put out all of the sunflower seeds and the corn, nobody came to the restaurant. And so I went to bed last night looking at that stuff going, huh, I wonder if anybody's going to eat that overnight or if it'll be there in the morning. Well, of course, when I wake up in the morning, there's squirrels out on the deck railing, and there's birds, lots of cardinals. And I got really excited, and I was wondering where the cat was, and I went and found the cat, or actually she found me. As soon as I get up and walk into the kitchen, she's following me in there going, yang, yang, yang. And I said, oh, Pippa, do you see all these birdies out here? There's squirrels out here too, you gots to get them. And she's like, yang, 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 and she didn't care. So I picked her up and I put her up on the counter and I said, look out there, look at those birdies. And she didn't care. She looked out there, saw them and didn't care, turned back around to me and yang, 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 yang. And I said, oh, you want some more kitty water? And so I gave her some fresh water and that placated her for like 3 seconds. Then I walked out of the kitchen and she jumped down off the counter following me around, yang, yang, yang. And I told her, you're missing all the birds and all the squirrels outside. And by about that time, well, actually, it was a little bit later, about a half an hour later, I was back up there looking back out there and all the seeds were gone. There was just a little bit of corn left with one squirrel. And I kept lifting the cat up to the window saying, look, look, that squirrel, he's going to eat all the corn. He's going to run away. But she had no interest. She just wanted to get down and do other kitty stuff. Apparently, the squirrels and birds just weren't entertaining enough this morning. In Super Dimension Fortress news, it would appear that there is no longer any PCOM. No more PCOM. What does this mean for me? Nothing, other than all of the PCOMers are now in COM and being their annoying selves. Yeah, if you wondered why we had PCOM, it's so the jerks have their own place to hang out. You know, I'm moderately bored today. I was going to do some stuff, and then I decided not to because it sounded like too much effort. How stupid is that? And then I had a great idea. I was cleaning out a closet yesterday or the day before, and I found this bag. And I remembered, oh yeah, I forgot I had this stuff. Well, actually, I didn't. And in the bag was about 10 or 11 decks of cards that I did not have with my regular card collection. So however many decks of cards I told you I have, add about a dozen to that. I don't even know where all my decks of cards are. But anyway, also in this little bag, like a little gift bag, there were about 3 or 4 little wind-up toys. Little Hamtaro wind-ups. If you remember the Hamtaro franchise, maybe you don't. I think Hamtaro evolved into Juju Pets, but don't quote me on that. Hamtaro was big, I don't know, some number of years ago. And then I thought, you know what might be interesting is if I took these wind-up Hamtaro dudes and I wound them up and then made them fight. Well, they don't fight so much as they just sort of try to push each other, which made me think, aha, we could have wind-up sumo contests. We could wind up some of my wind-up toys and put them in a ring, and whoever pushes the other guy down or out of the ring wins. And then I thought, well, that'll be too much work, because then I have to make a sumo ring. Then I have to find all these wind-up dudes and try to get them together. And maybe we'll do something like that in the future, but that won't happen today. While I was thinking about all the work I would have to do to make that work, I also remembered that as a child... Geez, what is wrong with my throat today? I better drink some tea. As a child, I was into paper sumo. And I don't know if you've ever seen paper sumo, but basically you cut some little paper sumoka, or sumo wrestlers, out of, you know, like a heavy paper or cardstock. And then you put them together in a ring, and you tap the ring, and the vibration makes these guys wrestle, and eventually one of them will fall down. And then I thought, well, you know, it would be easier than to just tap it. What we need here is like a vibrating pedestal, like the dentists use, or some kind of vibrating table, kind of like the way that old vibrating football used to work. Remember back then? You probably don't, but I don't know if any of this exists anymore. There was at one point in time electric football. And I never had one, but my dad had one as a kid, and I got to play with his childhood electric football toy. And basically what it was is just a football field shaped little table. And it was metal, and it plugs into the wall. You press on and it vibrates. It just goes zzzz. And you put little football players on top of this little thing, and they slide around because of the vibrations. So I thought, okay, well, what if you just make a sumo ring that vibrated? All I gotta do is put a motor with an eccentric weight on the bottom, power it, and brrr, that thing will sit there and vibrate, and the wrestlers will automatically wrestle. So I thought, wow, that's a really good idea. I should do that. And of course, I haven't actually done anything about it. Maybe I should make a paper sumo ring and put up some paper sumo guys and let them battle it out, and you can listen to the sumo tournament right here on the Dubious Goals Committee. There wouldn't be much to hear. It would basically just be you get to hear the little vibrator buzzing, and when the little guys fell over, you'd never know, because, you know, they're made out of paper. Man, what the hell is wrong with my throat? I am a little dehydrated today. Let's drink some tea. Oh, that's yummy tea. Oh yeah, I just can't get enough. What I need to do is devise some type of contest that makes sound so that people who are listening to the radio can understand what's happening, but I would not even know what to do. A couple years ago, I bought a small slot car track for $5 or $10. I can't remember. It was just dirt cheap, and it's a real piece of junk, but I was thinking, oh, maybe I could put that together and we can have some car races right here on and on radio. And I thought, yeah, that's probably not very interesting to listen to. Oh, well. What am I going to do? Maybe I should work on some art projects today. I've got I don't know how many unfinished or works in progress I have going on around here. I've got paintings I could work on. I don't feel like it. I could be making some postcards or something. I could be working on mail art. It's weird. I just don't feel like doing it. I feel blah. I feel so non-committal today. It's a good thing I committed to this radio show. Otherwise, you'd have nothing to listen to at this time. I suppose I could go upstairs and play some of my games, but I'm sort of at an impasse on one of them. And the other one that I like to play, I had to take down to make room in the room for other projects, and blah, 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 blah. Maybe I should build something. Maybe I should make something. Maybe I should build some little houses or some little plants or something. Don't I have something to build for my War of Independence table? Oh yeah, I gotta make a cannon emplacement. And boy, I'm not really thrilled about doing that, so... Maybe I won't. Oh, there's just so many things I need to do that I don't feel like doing. And yet, I sit around here saying, oh, I feel bored. I don't have anything to do. I got plenty to do. I'm just being lazy. I suppose I could go up and make some Jell-O. I don't have any Jell-O. What am I going to eat later? Who knows? But I could make some Jell-O, so maybe I'll go up and do that. Another thing that I'm probably going to do a little bit later is wash my hair. Now, I'm sure that would make some good radio. I mean, you've heard me in the bathtub plenty of times, but you've never actually heard me wash my hair. Boy, that might be interesting. We'll listen to some running water, and then we'll hear me talking about how much I love my horse shampoo. And then you'll get to listen to a hairdryer for 20 minutes. Yeah, that'll make great radio. Woohoo! And now I'm remembering I do need to go to the store. I'm getting low on sugar. And there was something else I was going to buy. Oh yeah, donuts. Or cinnamon rolls. I got to stay away from that. But I do need to go get some sugar. I need to get sugar for my tea. So maybe tonight I will go to the grocery store. That'll be lots of fun. Well, at least it'll be something to do. And I'll buy sugar. And hopefully I'll go there late at night enough that there will be no more donuts, so I won't be tempted. But then, of course, I'll have to walk by the aisle with all the poppin' fresh dough. And you know how much I love those horrible cinnamon rolls. Those super processed, magical food cinnamon rolls that come in a tube. Oh, a nice pressurized tube. So when you whack it on the counter, it goes foomp. I love that sound. And then, of course, I could make some cinnamon rolls and eat them tonight. Or maybe I could save them for tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm going to do right now. I'm going to tell you that, oh, look at the clock. It's 1958 UTC, which means I've only got 2 more minutes to wrap up this show. So, of course, this is the part where I say, thank you for listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. The Dubious Goals Committee airs every day at 19:30 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every single day you possibly can. Otherwise, you're going to miss some cool stuff. Oh, and I looking at my calendar, I realized that today is a barnacle day. So coming up after this show, stay tuned for The Sound Show, genre mix and discussion, starring everybody's favorite Anon Radio DJ, Barnacle. He's next, so stay tuned. The only thing left for me to do is to say bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.